right. So we are going to now move to item 11, Belfouche Walleye Regulation Evaluation. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling for having me here. My name is Gene Gallinat from Rapid City office as a fisheries biologist. I'll be giving an update on the walleye regulation at Belfouche Reservoir, and it'll be more of a short case history of stuff, regulations at Belfouche, and how what we've done and how we've gotten where we are. So Belfouche Reservoir is a 8,000 acre irrigation reservoir just east of Belfouche, South Dakota. Irrigation and reservoir are a couple of key words in here. Reservoir, so fun fact, there aren't any natural lakes in western South Dakota. Maybe two. Bear Butte would be one, and that actually has a dam on it, so we've put a dam on it to make it a little bit bigger. But for the most part, all the reservoirs that are the lakes that we manage are all man-made. It's quite a bit different than what you see in eastern South Dakota when it's all natural lakes. I'll get to the irrigation part here in a minute, but walleye are dominant at this lake. Probably has a little bit to do with the irrigation concerns we have, or the irrigation issues there. But we do have smallmouth bass, northern pike, tiger muskie, but by and far walleye are the most numerous fish, and that's what people are looking for there. So irrigation demands at the reservoir are always pretty high. It's drawn down annually. If I had to say, it's probably drawn down to about 60% on average every year. When we run into some difficulties is during drought. Drawdowns can be really extreme. Here's where I'll go into a little bit of history, kind of give you a little background and maybe explain on how we got to where we are with our regulations that we have. But in 2004 and 2005, we were going through drought, and in 2004, the reservoir was drawn down to 15%. So this is our 8,000, our largest reservoir in western South Dakota. In 2005, it was drawn down to under 10%. So we're taking a reservoir, 8,000 acres, drawing it down to probably less than 1,000 acres. So we're not only losing surface area, we're also losing depth. So a few things can happen here. You can have potential for high harvest. Anglers are still able to access the reservoir. And you can have reduced forage. You're concentrating all those fish in a much smaller area. So back in 2004, we had a 14-inch minimum. And this is a length frequency histogram of our survey data. And it kind of mimics what the anglers were telling us. If I put the 14 and 20-inch lines up here, you can see it doesn't look like too bad a population. But when I put 15 and 18-inch marks, those are marks we use for managing walleye populations. You see, we only had out a pretty substantial sample of over 200 fish, only one fish over 18 inches. You see, at 15 inches, things were really dropping off fast. This was mimicking what the anglers were telling us at the time, that there weren't a lot of these larger fish in here. So using this 15 to 18 inches, we proposed to the anglers. They wanted us to do something. We said, well, we gave them a few different choices on regulations, and we said one would be we could protect those fish with a 15 to 18 inch slot with a 1 over 18. They liked that. That's what we ended up going with. We proposed it, and it was passed. And we told the anglers that we would follow the regulation quite closely, and we did. We were doing annual surveys. These are some of our surveys from 2011 and 2014. And you see with the 15 inch right there, or the 18 inches, a large portion of our population was making it over 18 inches now. Along with our annual surveys, we were doing some angler surveys. And these are some length frequencies of what the anglers were harvesting. You see in 2006, there wasn't a lot of harvest over 18 inches, but it increased as that was right after the slot went on. 2009, it got much better. 9, a lot more of those 18-inch fish were being harvested. So we did do three angler surveys. In 2009 and 2012, we actually went out and asked the anglers, do you support the walleye regulation at this lake? Because we had told them that, 15 to 18-inch fish, who wants to release a 15 to 18-inch walleye? Not me. So with our anglers, we wanted to make sure that they were still supporting it. 2009, overwhelmingly, 85% of our anglers said they supported it. 2012, dropped a little bit, 70%. Could be argued that a lot of the anglers that didn't support the regulation weren't fishing there anymore, but I don't know, that doesn't really sit well with us because, you know, we've built a park there now, we've got two extra boat ramps, we're still getting a lot of pressure, as much as we are seeing in Angostura, which is another one of our large irrigation reservoirs. And with a slot limit, we did see growth rates improve a little bit, and that was mostly on the younger fish, because now we're allowing harvest on these younger fish. But we did see our growth somewhat stagnate on the fish in the slot. And we were really building up a lot of fish in the slot limit there between the 15 and 18 inch mark. So we were continuously working on forage and adding habitat structure. We started stocking gizzard shad in the mid 90s. And we do that almost annually now. We started stocking perch to try and boost that forage in about 2014, and we're doing that annually. Then with an angling group in Belfouche, we were putting habitat structure. When you draw these reservoirs down, there isn't a lot of structure in there throughout the summer and then the fall. So we were doing Christmas tree reefs with an angling group, and that was something we were doing almost annually as well. Another way we looked at evaluating this regulation, though, we did a graduate project in 2017 and 2018. And this we did, it was a tagging project. So we go out in the spring and we tag about 1,000 fish, and then a portion of those, about 5%, were reward tags. And with those reward tags, we expect, they're $100 reward tags, so we expect a 100% return rate on those tags. And then that will give us a good estimate, knowing we get our return rate from those tags, we should be able to get a really good statistical evaluation of our exploitation. And I'll explain the exploitation here in a minute, but what we found was our harvest was very, very small. It was 14 to 15% in both 17 and 2018. And then things changed. So I have the length frequencies from 2017 up to 2025, and those little bars there are the 15 to 18 inch marks. And I guess the thing to really focus on would be those smaller fish. Now, we don't normally sample those smaller fish really well in our nets, but we were seeing that the numbers were decreasing on those. And that's what the anglers were telling us too. So they weren't catching as many, they weren't catching their unders anymore. So with that, we went back to our walleye toolbox and we looked at the different regulations, and one that seemed to fit us pretty well was gonna be that 15 inch minimum with two daily. Not the four daily, and with the 1/20. And that's the one that we are evaluating right now. And that's what I'm spending a little bit of the rest of my time on. And we're doing this similar to the SDSU study. So we've gone out the last two springs and we've tagged 1,000 fish, and then a small percentage of those are going to be those reward tags. So we should get that really good estimate of our exploitation. And our results so far was our exploitation in last year was 16%, so it's just a little bit above, pretty much the same as what it was under the slot limit. So what is exploitation fisheries-wise? Boy, if you kept up with the deer stuff, this is going to be a breeze for you. It's really just the proportion of fish population removed by fishing. So if you have 1,000 fish, you harvest 200 of them, it's 20% exploitation. There's been a lot of work done on exploitation rates with walleyes, mostly in Minnesota and especially in Wisconsin, and they've come up with some general rules of thumb for us. So if you have exploitation under 20%, not a lot's going to happen to your population. You start getting in the 20s, 25%, you're getting to this inflection point, and over 30%, things are going to start to happen. And generally what's going to happen is you're probably going to see a reduced size structure, you're probably going to see a reduced density, so you just can't really sustain a lot of exploitation over 30%. So that's what we'll be looking at. But we weren't leaving it just to the tags. We also did an angler survey last year. Our GIS staff's still working on our angler survey database yet, so I don't have numbers on the angler survey yet, but they did give me links. And you can see the size of the fish that were harvested. Now we are allowing people to take those fish in the slot. It's almost an inverse of what it was, which I think this really indicates how we can really focus harvest with these regulations to where we think we need the harvest. So along with the angler survey, we have all these tagged fish out here now. So rather than just waiting for angler returns, we thought, well, we could go ahead and right after we get done tagging, we'll conduct some population estimates. So what we've been doing the last 2 years is we do some nighttime electrofishing. So in the spring when we're tagging them, we use trap nets. We come back with a different method, mix things up so that the fish aren't used to what we're doing. You know, so we have an equal catchability of our fish now with our night electrofishing. And we ended up with a sample of 116 fish last year. We just finished it this year. I didn't have time to put it in here, but it was 250 fish. Both years came out that we had around 30,000 adult fish in the reservoir. So we can combine this with what our angler survey is telling us now. And as soon as we get those harvest numbers from them, we'll be able to calculate our exploitation rate another way rather than just waiting on the tags. We did add one more thing to it. I thought it was kind of fun. So that angling group, they're very, very active out at the reservoir. And I talked to them last year before the tournament. They do a tournament 2 weeks after we do our tagging. And I asked them if they would keep track of the number of fish they caught and the number of fish that were tagged. And they were jumped on it. They wanted to do it. We all know that anglers can stretch things. So one thing we wanted to make sure was that, you know, a boat doesn't come in and say they caught 15 fish when they really only caught 10. So they actually went and bought those little counter clickers for every boat so that the boats would, they try and keep them on the up and up with what they're actually telling us. They gave us a 1,300 fish sample. Hard to argue our 100 fish sample over their 1,300 fish sample. But we did have a little bit of problem. Their population must came much higher, and I think what happened there, pretty convinced, is like our tagging went really well last year. We didn't even make it to the north part of the reservoir, so with them coming in just 2 weeks after us, our fish probably didn't have time to distribute around the reservoir, so we had a lot of guys fishing in areas that didn't have a lot of tagged fish. So this year we made sure they did it again for us. We made sure that we went up in the north part of the reservoir. We got fish tagged throughout the reservoir, and their tournament was just this weekend. I was up there with them. They're going to hopefully be giving us their information here soon, and we'll have another population estimate so we can evaluate this regulation. That's it in a nutshell. That's Belle Fourche Reservoir, the walleye regulation, where we're at, how we got there. If I have any questions, Madam Chair, I could certainly try and answer them.
Very good, yeah. Any questions, comments from the commission? Oh, Secretary, Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling, thank you for the report. What's the level of the lake right now in light of what the weather is like?
You know, I think it's in the 90%. I know I did not look at that, but it's full right now. It's nearly full. So things are looking good. And hopefully as long as we don't go into too big a drought, you know, and drawdowns aren't bad. I don't know if I said that. You know, if we do draw it down a little bit, you know, we can flood some vegetation, so they're not totally bad. But if you get into drought, then things can definitely become a little more problematic when it comes to the fishery.
Additional questions? Commissioner Spring.
I was just going to ask the same question that Commissioner Bartling did, because I heard that they were going to cut back water on irrigation. Is that because there's not much coming into the lake, or did you hear, is that all false?
You know, I haven't heard anything about that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that myself, so I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions? Commissioner Teal.
Yeah, thanks, Gene, for that presentation. I've heard some pretty good feedback up there with people kind of happy being able to keep those fish finally. So I guess we'll see how it works out. But so far, I haven't heard anything bad about it.
Sorry to the chair.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Please.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Good report. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. All right.